during the day, the attitude of the police also created some worries. So I know that the organizers have now come to know that perhaps it's not right to arrange parking so near. And if there was also some arrangement of refreshment where there were cars and then the people should be brought to Jalsa with the coaches. This experiment did not succeed very well because they had made this alternative arrangement quickly. Then there were a shortage of organizers at the place of parking. This place is called the MOT place, and we had to use that as for parking. As I said, that the in front of the homes, because there were queues of traffic, one or two parked on the road. Then by bringing the passengers, there was also a little unfavorable situation. The discipline was lost and the traffic was disturbed. And every Ahmadi must realize that the distinction they have of the title of Ahmadi, then as a result the position of individual is not as an individual, but it is as a jamaat, and the activity of jamaat does of individuals does affect the jamaat position. They do not say that such and such person behave this way, but if the outsiders look at us, they say Ahmadi did this or the jamaat's member did such and such thing. And therefore every Ahmadi must always remember, as we learnt from the second day, that if right in the beginning the arrangement was done in Islamabad or Bait al-Futuh or Fazl Mosque, then we could have made the same arrangement throughout, where more coaches could have been laid. And similarly, we should make a planning right from now for in parking in Hadiqatul Mahdi. This year also some cars were parked in Hadiqatul Mahdi, but because of the soft soil, they had difficulty in taking the cars out. But by bringing the passenger by coaches, then they can make 2,000 or 3,000 cars to park in Hadiqatul Mahdi also. Those who don't want to come every day, they can stay there because they are living there. The Islamabad, who live in Islamabad, they can leave their cars in Islamabad. So coming in the coaches, the people around the venue will not be worried, and narrower roads will not be blocked, and the police will not be worried. And the minibuses which bring the food, etc., they will not be stuck on the way. And the buses will also can reach Hadiqatul Mahdi quickly. So in every way the people will be saved from worries. So far we cannot do some work in Hadiqatul Mahdi. The cooking facilities are in Islamabad, and that is where the food is brought from. Next year, inshallah, will be the Khilafat Centenary Jalsa. Therefore, the organizers and also the members of the Jamaat should prepare themselves for it, so that as far as possible, they can make the best arrangement for the Jalsa. As I said in my last sermon, had compared with Qadian and Pakistan Jalsa, how people showed the patience, and they do show patience. But in this Jalsa, the people who had come from various places and also the local Jamaat had shown these patients. And children and women were become wet in the rain, and there were one or two little incidences, but mostly they showed the patient, and some people had to stand in the queues for 4 or 5 hours. Many of them did not even have the food or the evening meal, and by watching them standing this, I also went and visited them. They were smiling as though they are standing in very comfortable conditions, whereas it was raining at the time. So the followers of Jamaat Ahmadiyya are wondrous Jamaat, and we show love the children, old and the women as they were getting wet. I was worried, but I was restless all night. I did istighfar and also prayed to God for their safety, so that they're not troubled with this weather. Next day, by looking at the attendance, I was thankful that Allah had shown grace, and the same faces could be seen again next day. So we should also give thanks to God as much as we can, that He had generally saved us from the bad consequences of the weather. As I said, beside one or two exceptions, mostly those who attended the Jalsa and the guests did not make any complaint. I have learnt that sometimes even some guests, because of the immediate alternative arrangement, could not be fed properly or at the right time. In the Islamabad, sometimes they had put up a marquee and asked them to watch the proceedings there, and some in Baitul Futuh, and some had come by mistake to Fazal Mosque and thinking that the coaches will take from there, but there was no arrangement. They had also to face difficulties. In any case, whatever situation developed in various ways, the organizers and Amir Sahab has apologized and has conveyed their apology to everyone. And in some places, there were some lacks for which they are embarrassed. I hope that all the visitors and the guests who had to pass through some difficulties, they will keep their traditions and will overlook the faults with the organizers and will forgive them. As I said, there was also some problems because of the police. They had sometimes there were queues last year also, but the officer in charge last year was of a better temperament. If the same officer was on duty today, the traffic problems could have been resolved easier. This is also an experience. We have learned that in all kind of arrangements, we need to go in further depth, and we have to develop our contact and link with the officers. You cannot just think good. Every man has a different temperament. Therefore, for planning, you must keep the worst conditions in view. And this way, such a planning will face the least problems. I do not see that there were many problems. There were little things that we should keep in mind so that we can continue to advance towards better and still better conditions. Generally, the arrangement of the Jalsa was very good. When we will put our weaknesses before, we will improve further, inshallah. The most those who attended, and the guests and the police organizers also have appreciated our arrangements and have thanked us, but Allah has created arrangements for our training, and always He creates these opportunities. The task of a believer is that by keeping his weaknesses in front, he should continue to progress better. As it is the our tradition that the Jalsa, after Jalsa, I also thank the organizers, and therefore today I will thank all the Nazameen and organizers that they have worked hard and have done much better work. They were people of different sections of organization. There were those who were cooking the food and take it to the places where they were to be fed. There was arrangement of water and of accommodation, and every volunteer, with the grace of Allah, according to their capacity, has done their utmost. And because of the extreme weather conditions, they did not intervene in their work or put obstacles in their work. Everyone, without any excuse, they have done all kinds of duties. Those who have been born here, about which some of the parents have worries whether they have a high level contact with the Jamaat or not, they are also well educated people among them. All of them have demonstrated much better attitudes, and even those who were helpers, they had also done well, most of them. They have worked more than laborers. There was such a mud there, and this was first time those muddy conditions developed. And then not only this, so they had also to walk in that mud for work, and they had to push the cars out. And when the mud flies with the wheels of the car, it looks they were being covered with the mud. And those who are pushing the cars, they could hardly be recognized with the mud splashed over them. And every night, in about 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., they were continuing to work. And there were some people who had come from Uganda. He has read the president's address. He said to me that those who are working here, I have been much impressed that they are from different sections of society. Some are very educated without any material attraction. For the sake of Jamaat and for the sake of God, they are humbly and with much hard work doing such work which perhaps even those who are paid may not like to do. I said to him that this is the beauty of an Ahmadi. This is the revolution which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam has created among his followers. To do the work of the Jamaat, they have a wonderful passion, and they don't know what the work is. They just decided to do the work, and they just rush to do it. And this passion and enthusiasm, with the grace of Allah, is found in every Ahmadi living throughout the world, in Jamaat, in every country. These workers, because of the rain, sometimes they have been drenched in rain all day and all night, but they did not shirk the work that they were doing. So I was telling Khudam al-Ahmadiyya that give them raincoats, because they could not work with the umbrellas, but they could never find raincoats in the shops in this area and in London, etc. Those full boots, which are called Wellington boots, they were not also available. That those who were coming to Jalsa and the volunteers, they bought, and all the shops had run out of them. One advantage was that they had good sales as a result of our Jalsa. May Allah give the best reward to all these workers. and give them advancement in their faith and their certitude, and they should do more service of the guest, for the guest of the Promised Messiah. And the words of Promised Messiah, Man la yashkuru nasa la yashkuru Allah, that those who do not render thanks to people, he does not thank God. So I thank all the workers. May Allah give them the best reward. We should always remember that the thankful servant of God are also thankful to those who have benefited them in any way. And these helpers have ignored their rest, and some people have worked 24 hours continuously. Maybe they were sleeping only 1 or 2 hours every 24 hours. They have worked to help the people. Therefore, every Ahmadi who has attended the Jalsa, they should thank these workers. And the best method of rendering thanks to them is that you should pray for them. May Allah give, make them beneficiary of His graces far more than before. And if someone has made a mistake or someone has experienced it, they should forget their mistakes. The younger girls, the ladies and men have selflessly given this service. And I also say to these workers that you should also render thanks to God that Allah has enabled to be part of Promised Messiah's army. And you have been enabled to serve the representative of Promised Messiah. You must remember that the challenge of next year is much bigger. And therefore, with this enthusiasm, you should always be ready to serve and do not let it cool down. May Allah enable all of you to do so. Ameen. The workers of MTA had also broadcast 24-hour all the programs and covered them, and they are getting many letters of MTA. I have also receiving direct letters of thanks. The Ahmadis throughout the world are overcome by their emotion, and they are filled with the feelings of gratitude, especially from Pakistan. I have received many letters. They say, we are praying for these workers who have helped us with this spiritual treasure and spiritual food. And the workers were in a condition that they worked so much that they have done much hard work to broadcast these programs. And some people say that we thought we were sitting in the Jalsaga. So these MTA workers deserve the gratitude of the worldwide Ahmadiyya Jamaats. I have heard that some people, because they were awake for many days, because they had to set in that jungle all the all the arrangements, it takes time, so that they can show the live programs to the world, and they had started work many days in advance. So because of awaking, some people had become so weakened that because of their tiredness, because overcome by sleep, they were in a really sad condition. There were some who fell in the mud and they didn't even notice that they have fell. And they slept as they fell in the mud. Somebody saw that the man was lying on the ground, and they said, he said, I was going for this work, but I don't know how I slept, but I didn't even notice. So he fell asleep where he fell. So can you find such examples for show? Therefore, you should pray much for MTA workers. And this is their rendering thanks to them, and most of them are volunteers, and so your prayers is the best way of thanking them. As I have told the Ugandan minister who had come, I have cited their example. There were some professor and officers had come from various countries who are not Ahmadis. Kazakhstan, Nigeria, Morocco, and in other country, from other countries. I had asked their impressions as I met them. Each one of them was most impressed with the arrangement of the Jalsa and said that the Islam that you present, in fact, this is the true Islam. And there was somebody who come from Russia. Perhaps he was a professor of Kazakhstan. He had this impression that how would this weather condition disturb you? If you tell them that rather than in the marquee, if you prostrate outside, they will all prostrate outside and perform their prayers. This is what has impressed me most. I think this man was from a different country, but this was the impression he had given. These things make us advance in gratitude that Allah has He granted Promised Messiah such a power of reformation that for which he was granted him the community who shows the obedience and service. There was a delegation from the American Ahmadis, and most of them were Afro-Americans. Some new Ahmadis were also included in the delegation, and there were also young people among them. By seeing the sights of Jalsa and by meeting me, they used to overcome by emotion. It was a wonderful sight. They do see Jalsa in their own country, but they said that the effect and impression of this Jalsa was altogether different, which we still feel. They saw the surroundings totally different than despite the bad weather, that they saw the sincerity of people. They have also developed a new spirit, and they saw the sights of advanced in brotherliness and love. They have strange experiences which they cannot express, and it's difficult to express because such are the people which can only be felt. And it is very difficult for me to express in my own words. So similarly, the Amir Sahib of Canada said that I thought because of the bad weather conditions, I thought the attendance was lesser, but I thought that even the ladies were bringing children, and some they used to splash with mud, but they didn't care as the cars passed by. But with the grace of Allah, they did attend the Jalsa. I also was told that the ladies will not come. No, they were very few, and my answer was that only those who come to show their jewelry and their dress, only those, the rest will all attend the Jalsa. In any case, this Jalsa has passed with blessing us with all kind of blessings, and anyone who had attended this Jalsa, he should be thankful to God, because it is only this gratitude which will make us beneficiary of further blessings of Allah. As Allah has promised in the Holy Quran, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that, O people, O mankind, if you were to render thanks, I will favor you far more. So therefore, you should always pray that you should be grateful to God so that Allah can continue to increase His blessings, and next year He should bless us more next year and cover our weaknesses and our lacks. And not only with this Jalsa's experience is benefited by the Jamaat in UK, but all the Jamaat throughout the world should also assess their arrangements, because to learn from others' experience is also wisdom. And as I said, next year there are going to be Khilafat Jubilee Jalsas in which there will be more organization needed. And here the people should write all the mistakes and lacks in the red book, as we normally do, about the Jalsa to benefit from it. But those representatives who have come here, they should also keep their own weaknesses in view. They should also note these things for their own advantage, good. And as I said, so that next year, as the attendance will expand next year, they can do the best arrangement, especially in the countries where Allah willed, I will attend their Jalsas. Their arrangement of their Jalsas will be much wider and much more, and they will have to make more arrangements, and they must assess these arrangements, and we should always remember that every Ahmadi, no matter which country he is residing, he should keep always this command of Allah, that if you will develop righteousness, your feelings of gratitude will also increase. As Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you should follow righteousness so that you can be thankful servants of God. So the true person who is thankful is the one who has fear of God, who acts upon His commands. He also have this understanding and knowledge. And you will also benefit from attending this Jalsa when you will be rendering thanks and do things for which promised Messiah was raised. And if we will live our life this way, then we becoming the true thankful according to the promises of Allah, we will receive more blessings and rewards. And more than before, the rain of Allah's graces will be on us, inshallah. I will say once again that every Ahmadi should render thanks that he has found the time of promised Messiah, for which many people have passed wishing for it. And you also came to this Jalsa and attended it, and saw Allah's blessing coming down. And you saw the sincerity and the service of the people, also saw the others becoming impressed. These feelings of gratitude, if they would increase, and the more gratitude you will show because of your righteousness, you will continue to attract Allah's rewards and blessings. May Allah enable all of us that we should understand the true spirit of gratitude. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.